Hello and welcome to Trent Radio. It's 92.7 FM out of Peterborough, Ontario, and it's time for Celtic Storytellers and Friends. We're very lucky tonight, folks. Oh, if you haven't listened before, we talk about all things Celtic on this show for the next half hour, and we also talk about anything we feel like. So, today, though, we're lucky to have a genuine Celtic harpist here at Trent Radio. How lucky can we get? So we're going to actually hear some live harp playing, but I want first for this beautiful harpist who hails from small town Saskatchewan to introduce herself and tell you who she is. So welcome to Trent Radio, Jamie Brooks.
Thank you very much, Mary. I'm happy to be here and quite honored too.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about yourself, Jamie Brooks.
Well, like you said, I grew up in a small town, usually lived on acreages in Saskatchewan, and I fell in love with harp music when I was quite small. I saw a fellow on TV playing, and one day I finally had the opportunity to try a harp, and I found that I could play one without ever having touched one before, and felt quite blessed with it. So ever since then, after groveling and begging with my parents, I managed to finally bribe my brother into buying me my first harp.
Wow, because a harpist she is, I can attest to that, like, just beautiful. And the harp that your brother got for you, it's incredible. Describe it just so the folks listening can visualize it.
Okay, well, it's kind of a mahogany brown, and it was made in India, because at the time I couldn't afford anything very expensive, so with my very small budget, it still took me a year to pay my brother back the $500 that it cost.
Okay.
It's a little...
So, I mean, you can get a beautiful harp for $500 then.
Yes, you can. Yeah. And when you first get them, you know, for the new players, they will not sound very well for the first year or two. They'll sound kind of like a cheap phone MIDI. But as they age and the soundboard changes shape from your playing, the tone improves.
Oh, that's interesting. So it improves with age, like fine wine or whatever.
Certainly.
Or booze. Now, describe it, though. It's all carved, and it has Celtic knots all over it, and it stands about how tall?
It stands about, I'd say, about 3 feet.
I didn't mean Celtic knots. I meant Celtic weave designs, right?
Right.
Yeah. And so it's just a beautiful instrument. But first, before you play it, Jamie, will you tell people about, you know, what inspired you as a young child to first play the harp? Like, do you have Celtic ancestry?
Yes, I do. I have some, well, quite a bit of Scottish ancestry, and my last name's Brooks, so I do have Irish ancestry as well. My great-grandfather came over from Ireland, and my grandfather was born here in Canada. So between the Pictish background of my ancient ancestors.
And oh, you're a Pict. That's so cool.
Which explains my interest in tattoos at a very young age that my parents couldn't quite figure out until I reached for the books on genealogy. That, yeah, my interest in Celtic music has been, I think, fairly genetically influenced.
Oh, now you were talking about you have the Celtic ancestry, the Irish and Scottish, and you actually mentioned one of your family names and their badge. So just tell us about that one. I just love that.
Well, the MacNaughton clan is the most ancient of my family's bloodlines, and they were descended from the Pictish king Nechtan, who was the last Pictish king in Scotland.
Hey, you kind of sound like Worf there.
Well,
I'm joking, sorry. No, go back. So it was the Pictish king, what was his name?
Nechtan.
And
he was, you know, the last ruler of a tribe of the Picts who were pre-Scottish Scotland, before the Scots had moved up, pressed there by the Roman legions. Like, wow. Much akin to the Irish, were originally Gauls, from Gaul, who fled the Roman army and made a very successful stand against them in Ireland.
That's excellent. And that's interesting for anybody that doesn't know much about Scottish history, especially the ancient. If you Google Hadrian's Wall, even, mm-hmm. and that, then you learn about the Roman legions. And also about the Picts. It's P-I-C-T. The Pictish people, they've got some huge excavation going on now at Tarbat, way up in northern Scotland. It's T-A-R-B-A-T. And you can see statues of the Pictish queens and stuff. And it's amazing. But this is all ancient history that's just more coming to light all of the time. Eh? So that's your ancestry.
Yes, it certainly is.
How cool.
Very exciting.
Oh, it really is. So now, for you, a small town Saskatchewan girl, to start to think it was the music that you heard that just struck a chord with you. And, you know, isn't that funny? After hundreds of years or whatever of your people being here in Canada, then all of a sudden you've been drawn to go back overseas, right?
Certainly. I've been to Scotland twice, and as soon as my foot touched land, I just knew I was kind of in my country. It's such an amazing place, and the people feel like family when you're near them. It's a wonderful experience. Certainly, I'd prescribe it to anyone with Celtic ancestries to go and visit their lands, because you may never get the chance twice, and you should take it.
Well, you've been lucky to go over there twice, so, and I'm sure you'll be getting back there again. Hey, Jamie Brooks. Mm-hmm. We have Jamie Brooks here, a Celtic harpist that hails from Saskatchewan, but she's actually living out near Lakefield, Ontario, and she plays live every Wednesday, or most Wednesdays, at Celtic Connection, which is at 25 Queen Street, in Lakefield, which is Mary McGillis's store. And guess who you're talking to? It's Mary McGillis. Now, so you should come out, though, to Celtic Connection at 25 Queen. It's the formerly the Tragically Hip location. And listen to Jamie play the harp on Wednesdays from 11 till 2. And you'll see this beautiful harp that she has. And Jamie's also going to be here doing our summer sidewalk sale on August 11th. And then on our grand opening, we're doing a grand opening for Celtic Connection on September 22nd. So that's my little blurb about the Celtic Connection, but it's Jamie that I'm really interested in right now. And I'd like to hear a little bit more about the harp, because I know that Jamie is going to actually do workshops out here eventually, because she's just in the process. They're engineering a new, how did you call it? A lyre harp?
Yes.
Yeah. So tell us a bit about the design or what your intentions are with this new harp that you're developing.
Okay. Well, the lyre harp, it was originally for keeping singers in key. It's an accompany instrument that would be held with one arm and the strings plucked with the other, free hand. Very lyrical, useful instruments for people who travel a lot, much like the ancient version of a backpacker's guitar.
Excellent.
Yep.
Yeah. And so your intention then is for people to be able to afford a harp, and something that's going to lead them to be able to play bigger harp. But even for children, then we'll be able to do workshops here at Celtic Connection where people can get the harps or use the in-store harps and learn if they like to play the real Celtic harps, huh?
Certainly, yes. I would love to see people of all ages become interested in playing it, because it's a very easy and very forgiving instrument to learn on.
Well, some people say it's a lot like a piano. So is that?
Yes, it's true. It's much akin to a piano. They're generally tuned as all the white keys on a piano, because I'm not classically trained for any instrument, but that way you have your full octave in C, generally, and some of them are keyed from A. So.
Okay. And so this harp, what kind of wood is yours made out of?
That I could not say.
And what kind of wood are you going to make the lyres out of?
We're considering Canadian figured maple.
Oh.
Which is beautiful. And we'll be testing out some other instrument grade woods. But the figured maple is definitely the kickstart. It's beautiful wood and has such excellent tonal qualities. And I like the idea of making all of our harps out of Canadian wood if we can.
Oh, that's an excellent idea. And one thing that I'd like to do is to see if you'd like to play the harp for a few minutes right now. Would that be okay?
Certainly.
Okay, so here we go with Jamie Brooks on harp. Thank you, Jamie.
Keep going. Oh, that was awesome, Jamie. Yay! You want to hear another one, though? You have to keep going. You didn't stop it, did you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Keep going. One more. Try to fill up for another 7-minute song.
Oh, my goodness.
Do Stairway to Heaven, Led Zeppelin.
Folks from Celtic Connection in Lakefield on Trent Radio 92.7 FM. So we have live harp player here today. I should say a Celtic harper or harpist. So what is it? How do you term yourself now?
Well, traditionally the term was harper. But for a lot of the classical players who play pedal harps or the large orchestra harps, they're known as harpists. So it depends on what you play and where you're from, what the term is.
Well, whatever you call yourself, we're calling her the Celtic Harpist tonight, Supreme, because Jamie Brooks is just playing her beautiful harp. It's an Irish harp, right?
Yes.
Here at Trent Radio. And we're going to have you finish off the show, too, with another song or two. to bring it up to 23 minutes because we would like to hear one of your favorite songs. So can you tell us about how you choose the songs that you learn, or are they all traditional songs? Or
most of them are traditional songs. The first one I played is quite a common tune called My Love is Like the Red, Red Rose.
Oh! Which
everyone has heard that to some extent. The next one was a jig, if I remember correctly, and it's I Buried My Wife and I Danced on Her Grave.
I Buried My Wife and Danced on Her Grave, wow.
Yeah, it's my goodness, that's quite
good. Only heard at Trent Radio.
It's quite an older Irish tune, and it's an excellent one. It's fun, skippy, happy kind of piece. And the last one is actually one my brother had written.
Oh, cool. So it was beautiful. And why? What do you call it?
I call it a Robin's Song.
Robin's Song, because your brother's name's Robin Brooks.
And it also fits the birds. You can see them out in the grass on a sunny day. It's fitting.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, that's exactly right. And your brother, he actually is an instrument maker, too.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. So, and then Jamie, we were saying Jamie and Robin Brooks are going to develop a, what do you call it, a lyre harp?
Yes.
To sell out of Celtic Connection in Peterborough, or Lakeville. So that's really exciting news for us because we're so interested in helping to develop an interest in the Celtic culture. And what a better way than through music.
Certainly. Yeah. I can't think of a better way myself.
Now, Jamie, you were just singing to me a little earlier about a song. Now you have to do it. I can see she's hesitating. But tell us a story about that one. Like, if people may not know about the Hill of Tara. So.
Well, it was the seat of the High Kings of Ireland, was it not? Originally, instead of it being many counties to stop most of the fighting in Ireland, they elected three kings over three districts of Ireland, and they built one castle for the kings to reside in, and that was built on Tara. And so it was apparently one of the most wonderful and most peaceful places in Ireland that a person could travel to at that particular period in Irish history.
A very sacred hill in Ireland.
Very.
And there are a lot of stories. And I think I've heard about the seven different, you know, there may have been more than three kings. Or five, was it? Or seven, I don't know.
Well, the number varies.
Yeah, exactly. But very sacred place, the Hill of Tara. And then who was it that sings this song that you had just sang to me? And why do we do that?
Moya Brennan.
Oh, yeah. You were talking about, like, there's so much incredible Celtic music out there, eh?
Oh, certainly, yes.
Yeah. But tell them about Moya.
Well, Moya Brennan is part of the Brennan family that started out as a band called Clannad. And they're all from Ireland. And her sister is actually Enya Brennan. Brennan, who did a lot of the more famous music, Lord of the Rings.
Enya Brennan?
Yes.
Enya, and she did the Lord of the Rings music?
Yes, she did.
So her sister Moya, she wrote this song?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, and I just want you just to sing the one little phrase from it just so people can hear it.
Okay.
Here we go, folks. This is Jamie the harpist. I'm making her do this. She doesn't normally, but just sing it out.
I know where to go tomorrow, where tears cannot find me, and I'll give you this song till autumn rays fall down. Stood by the hill of Tara, feel the love in the land.
Thank you, Jamie Brooks. Now, thank you so much for coming on to Trent Radio. That was beautiful. And so everybody can look up all about Celtic music, too, and Celtic history. It's very interesting. There's so much information online, eh?
It certainly is.
Yeah. And so, Jamie, people can come and see her live from 11 till 2 on Wednesdays at Celtic Connection at 25 Queen Street in Lakeville. Or look up CelticConnection.ca for more information about Jamie. And Jamie, will you do us a favor and end us off with a wee song and tell us about the song?
The last tune I'm going to play is one of O'Carolan's tunes.
Oh.
He was the famous Bard of Ireland. He's a harpist as well. He's written some of the most beautiful pieces for harp I've ever heard.
Oh.
So. This one, the title of it, my pronunciation's never right, and sometimes I get it backwards. I believe it's She Beg, She Mor, which has to do with a battle between two fairy clans.
Oh, cool.
In the hills.
Ooh, scary.
And the beginning of the piece is much akin to the tolling of the bell the morning after.
Oh, okay.
So I'll just...
Okay, here we go about the fairy wars. From Celtic Connection and Jamie Brooks. Thank you.
welcome to our coolness.
It is lovely.
We have been organized music for this afternoon's
so much, Jamie Brooks. So is there some words of wisdom to sign off? Because we're wrapping up the show here at Trent Radio 92.7 FM. We've had the pleasure of having Jamie Brooks, Celtic harpist, on the show today. And check out for more information about her at CelticConnection.ca, because she's playing around Peterborough, folks. So Jamie, any words of wisdom for somebody who's interested in the harp? Or
My words of wisdom are, if you have an interest in music and a love of music, keep trying instruments and you'll find something that just comes naturally. You'll have an instrument of your own.
Beautiful advice. That's awesome, Jamie. Thank you so much for coming on tonight. So everybody, until next time, next Wednesday, thanks so much for listening to Celtic Storytellers and Friends. And till the next time, bye-bye.